Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee and Tara. We're going to be talking about eczema and ways to treat it and prevent it in kids. Now, I don't know if you know this, Lee, but Dr. Fitness over here.
You have eczema?
I had eczema as a child.
It goes away?
Yeah.
But it's for life.
Nope, it does go away, and especially when you're a kid. And I had it on my elbows. Well, it's a painful skin disorder that usually characterized by dry, itchy skin or flaky skin. And a lot of things that potentially could cause that, there are several inflammatory agents that might be the cause of it. One is increased exposure to environmental toxins. Actually, growing up in New Jersey. You don't have to
just
say anything.
New Jersey.
Right, exactly. Probably the air or whatever. Also, decreased exposure to good bacteria and allergens and diets that are heavy heavy in allergens as well, sort of like your cheeses and your cured meats might be stuff that could cause people to come down with eczema. One of the ways to treat it, supplementing vitamin D, because sunlight exposure also helps it a lot. Supplementing vitamin D.
That helps it go away or help
yes,
causes it?
No, it makes it go away. Also, if you don't get exposed to vitamin D, living up north in the wintertime, a lot of times kids don't get a chance to get outside much. And so you want to supplement in vitamin D with about 1,000 IUs of it. And also taking probiotics is another thing that would help with it. Eating the right types of fats and staying away from the processed hydrogenated oils. The good fats, the omega-3 fats. Again, the fats that are coming from the seeds and your nuts as well, and getting rid of those omega-6s and the partially hydrogenated oils. Avoiding synthetic harsh detergents. Another thing that could be one of the causes of and also preventing it from getting worse is staying away from the harsh detergents as well. And there's also evidence to point out that gluten might be one of the causations of it as well, which has significant inflammatory properties, and you see that in wheat, and sometimes kids can't digest that very well. So those are things that you want to do. You want to make sure your kid gets, and also proper exercise also will help that as well. But these are the things you want to try to augment in your child's diet and the changes you want to make so that they avoid and don't get eczema.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.